Politicians from 70 countries are meeting in Moscow today to confront another public health issue, traffic safety. Worldwide, some 1.3 million people will die on the roads in 2009, and that number is expected to rise. Nowhere is the problem greater than in developing countries. The World's Laura Lynch reports from a town just outside of Accra, Ghana.
The clinic at the Winneva Municipal Hospital is full to overflowing with patients, and it's not even noon. Dr. Theophilus Okoli glances at the crowd, then moves across the courtyard to the tiny pediatrics ward for rounds.
Hi, boy.
Every day, Dr. Okoli sees the steady stream of children with malaria and elderly patients with chronic illnesses. The doctors here also used to make special home visits to pregnant women to cut down on the growing numbers of those who die from maternal health problems. But that program had to be canceled because Dr. Okoli and his colleagues now spend too much time dealing with victims of car crashes.
It's a small hospital, but we have a lot of accident cases because of the position of the hospital. It's in such a big traffic road.
The roads around the hospital are known locally as Ghana's Bermuda Triangle. Dr. Okoli remembers one particularly bad night earlier this year. He was at home after a long shift.
I saw a light, you know, blow into the air, and I was wondering, and then the next I heard was a boom, boom, and I say, wow, I hope they won't call me in the hospital. And it wasn't quite 5 minutes. A call came.
Of Ghana's thousands of unofficial and very unsafe buses, a van jammed with passengers skidded across the path of a tanker truck that had rolled into a ditch and exploded. Dr. Okoli's hospital suddenly had 27 severe burn victims. Even though ambulances rushed in from Accra's bigger hospitals, he says more than half the patients died. In Accra itself, the roads are a jumble of old cars, impatient drivers, and daring entrepreneurs who stand in the middle of traffic hawking newspapers, gum, cigarettes, just about anything. They aren't immune to Ghana's road risks. Every year, pedestrians make up almost half the number of the roughly 2,000 people who die in car accidents.
That's why we're saying it's a public health issue. We should all be concerned. It should be a priority for us as a nation.
May Obri-Yeboah is the Director of Planning and Programs for Ghana's National Road Safety Commission. And like almost everyone in Ghana, she's also been in a car accident.
I was with a driver. I was not driving myself. We were on a gravel road. All I saw, the vehicle had come, skidded off the road, and then we went and hit a tree. We had slight injuries, it wasn't, but the car was really damaged.
Ghana's accident rate is about 23 deaths for every 10,000 cars on the road. That's more than double that of Western nations like Britain or the United States, though it's actually good by African standards.
I have some figures here which shows that by countries like Ethiopia was around 111.6, which is quite high. Uganda, 105.98. And then we have Senegal, 52.87. Niger, 42.61.
The causes are myriad. Poor roads, police without discipline or basic equipment to enforce traffic laws, old cars in poor condition. Seat belts are often broken or people just don't use them. And then, says Obri-Yeboah, there are the millions of worn-out tires on the road.
People cannot afford the very good ones, brand-new ones, because they are expensive. But our educational program is to educate people on using good ones, because in the long term, even save lives.
But the biggest factor by far is speeding, especially when drivers have been drinking. Ghana is trying to implement a national strategy to build new roads, improve driver education, and give police equipment such as handheld radar to crack down on speeders. But there's not enough funding to do it all quickly. In the meantime, Dr. Okoli waits for more victims. He says the ghosts of that terrible night when the burn victims arrived at the hospital still haunt him.
It does. I almost shed tears that night here because I saw human beings, you know. You can imagine human beings being burnt like goats. It was terrible.
Terrible and almost certainly avoidable. Across the globe, the cost is huge, estimated to be as high as $100 billion a year. Many of those who die or are injured are the breadwinners, meaning whole families are plunged into poverty. And if nothing changes, the World Health Organization predicts road accidents will be one of the top three causes of death in countries like Ghana within 10 years. For the world, I'm Laura Lynch in Winneba, Ghana.